At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, in the news today, with record-breaking drought conditions and extremely low fuel moistures, the El Dorado National Forest is increasing its fire restrictions to a forest-wide campfire ban. Until further notice, no wood or charcoal fires will be allowed anywhere in the forest under these new restrictions. The restrictions apply to all campgrounds, developed sites, and special use permits. Under these increased fire restrictions, the following are prohibited: building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, campfire, or stove fire; smoking, except within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter that's barren or cleared of all flammable material; welding or operating an acetylene or other torch with open flame; and operating or using an internal or external combustion engine without a spark arresting device. Now, persons with a valid California campfire permit are not exempt from these restrictions. However, persons with a valid California campfire permit may use a portable propane campfire pit, stove, or lantern with a shutoff valve in an area at least 3 feet from any flammable materials. A violation of these is punishable by a fine and/or a prison sentence.
The Amador Water Agency Board of Directors have scheduled a public hearing on the AWA's proposed annual adjustments to rates and charges for water and wastewater service for 2021 through 2025. The hybrid meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Amador County Board of Supervisors chambers, where the public may attend in person or by video conference on Zoom. The meeting will also be videoed and streamed live on the KVGC and Amador Water Agency Facebook pages. Members of the public will have the opportunity to directly address the agency board concerning any items on the agenda before or during consideration of that item. There's a 3-minute time limit per person.
And the Amador County Board of Supervisors is poised to possibly approve cleanup of a major homeless encampment. The county owns just over 200 acres known as the Wicklow Way property in Martell and leases a majority of the property for cattle grazing. However, a section of the property located behind Walmart, not used for grazing, is being used by the homeless. In the last month, county officials have observed vehicles, camps, trash, dogs, cats, and approximately 7 to 9 people on site at any given time. The sheriff's office says they estimate 20 to 25 people camping on the site. Vehicle access to this area is gained at the back of Walmart. Now, recently, the county cleared and cleaned property near the county library in Jackson, which was much smaller in size, but still took 9 men approximately 6 hours with a total cost of $7,400. The board will be asked today to approve the funding for the cleanup of the Wicklow Way property, which could easily top $10,000.
Well, California will start requiring all 246,000 state government employees to show proof they've received the COVID-19 vaccine starting next month. And if not, they'll need to get tested at least weekly, wear a mask while on the job. That move announced by Governor Newsom and the state's public health department Monday. It comes as the COVID-19 variant continues to spread. The state saw around 6,500 new COVID-19 cases per day over the weekend. Newsom argued, quote, "We're at the point in the pandemic where an individual's choice not to get vaccinated now impacting us in a profound and devastating way." Adding, "It is a choice to live with this virus, but with all due respect, you don't have the choice to go out and drink and drive and put everybody else's lives at risk. That's the equivalent of this moment with the deadliness and efficiency of the Delta variant." End quote. Now, there remains vaccine hesitancy for some here in the state, but Newsom argues all 3 available vaccines, safe and effective. He also encouraged other businesses to consider taking similar actions. The new vaccine verification health order impacting state employees will take effect August 9th.
And show off your Amador County Fair spirit at the 2021 Kids Day Parade this Thursday, opening day of the 2021 Amador County Fair. Parade participants will line up at Plymouth City Hall starting between 8 and 8:30. Prizes will be awarded for the best theme costumes. This year, of course, it's back in the saddle again. Judging will be at 9 o'clock, and the parade will begin at 9:15, ending at the fair's flagpole in front of the KVGC broadcast stage at 9:30. Everyone who enters, kids and adults alike, will get into the fair free that day. Please note that dogs are not permitted on grounds and need to be left at home while you participate in the parade and attend the fair. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.